afternoon. As she mentioned, today I'm going to be talking to you all about a survey I conducted last year to investigate knowledge, attitudes, and practices of women of childbearing age who tested negative for Zika virus in Kentucky. Just a brief disclaimer, these findings and conclusions are my own and those of my co-authors. I would like to start off by briefly describing the situation of Zika virus in the U.S. At this point in time, confirmed cases of Zika virus infection have been reported by all states and by three U.S. territories. In April 2016, researchers from the CDC concluded that there is, in fact, a causal link between Zika virus infection during pregnancy and microcephaly and other birth defects. Because transmission of Zika virus can be stopped via personal protective measures, education of the public is critical to prevent Zika-related birth defects in the U.S. To turn our attention to the status of Zika in Kentucky, the Kentucky Department for Public Health has been working to educate the public about Zika infection since February of 2016. We have done press releases, media interviews, held two media days promoting our Fight the Bite campaign, had a Zika display at the state fair, and conducted an Instagram campaign using our Zika campaign mascot, Marty the Mosquito, who is shown in the picture. To date, KDPH has reported 37 laboratory-confirmed travel-associated cases to CDC. In order to improve upon the public health messaging and outreach efforts that we have already made, we conducted a survey among women of childbearing age who received a negative Zika test from the state public health laboratory to evaluate Zika-related knowledge, attitudes, and practices. With regard to the details of the methods used in the survey, it was phone-based and conducted between October and November of last year. Eligibility criteria included being a woman aged 18 to 49 years, receiving a negative Zika test from February to July 2016, having a history of travel to an area at risk for Zika, and being either pregnant or symptomatic for Zika virus infection. The survey was pre-tested and was administered in English and Spanish, and verbal consent was obtained from all participants prior to the start of the survey. With regard to our results, we were ultimately able to survey 55 of 99 eligible women. The most frequently reported reason for travel to an area at risk for Zika was vacation, which was reported by 56%. Over 90% of the women surveyed knew that Zika virus was transmitted by mosquitoes and could cause birth defects. We found that 84% knew that the infection could be asymptomatic. However, only 56% knew that Zika could be sexually transmitted. Women who were less knowledgeable of the four items that I just mentioned tended to be younger, have less education, and preferred being interviewed in Spanish. With regard to Zika prevention, about two-thirds of the women surveyed reported taking some type of action to prevent infection while in an area at risk for Zika virus. The most frequently used methods of prevention were insect repellent, which was used by about half of the women surveyed, and use of protective clothing, which was used by 18%. Of the 20 women who reported not taking any type of action to prevent Zika virus infection, 75% reported not knowing about the virus in general or not knowing about local transmission at the time of living or traveling in an affected area. By far the most popular source of information about Zika virus was the internet, which was reported by three-quarters of the women. And secondarily, 35% reported getting information from their primary care provider. So to conclude, our findings highlight the importance of continued efforts by CDC and state and local health departments to provide Zika virus-related education, particularly online, where people are likely to seek information. The low level of awareness of sexual transmission of Zika virus underscores the need to continue emphasizing abstinence and the use of condoms to prevent infection. And finally, public health messages should be appropriate for women who are younger, less educated, and Spanish speakers who may be less knowledgeable about Zika virus. I'd like to thank you for your attention, and I hope to take some questions at the end.